2 years ago, you may have been among the many Americans who listened to the radio or watched the news from Haiti and wanted to help. When an earthquake struck Haiti, killing hundreds of thousands and leaving more than a million people homeless, Americans were generous in their response. Through American charities, more than $1.8 billion were donated. NPR's Carrie Kahn has been following that money and has the first of two reports on where it went.
Charles Weigeldes hasn't seen much of that $1.8 billion yet. Three of his children sit on a dirt floor watching TV in their tiny one-room shack in downtown Port-au-Prince. His oldest daughter lies on a small bed, sick with a fever. Weigeldes calls his youngest daughter Jessica over and pushes back the hair from her head. You see a long, dark scar. Jessica was trapped under the rubble of their collapsed apartment back when the quake hit. Weigeldes says Jessica's wounds healed, but the family has not recovered.
Look at the way we live. We are living like animals. Nobody looks out for us. At night when you sleep, you get visitors. Big rats come in.
The Weigeldes are among half a million people who 2 years after the quake still live in the squalid tent camp seen all over Port-au-Prince. It's the most visible sign that Haiti has a long way to go before recovering from the devastating disaster. Few large-scale reconstruction projects have begun. You can count them on one hand. Most are small, like this project, tucked off the main road in Cite-du-Soleil, several miles from where the Weigeldes live. 73 temporary wooden shelters were built last month by the American Red Cross together with other non-governmental organizations, or NGOs. Charles Samuel got one of the wooden homes. They look like a big tool shed with a concrete foundation, plywood walls, and a corrugated metal roof. Samuel says everyone here is grateful for the homes, but he points beyond the last row of shelters to where dozens of families still live in tents in a swampy field.
We know there are a lot of needs here, but those in tents need help too. It's hard, and we know not everyone is going to be helped.
That's the picture you get of progress in Haiti. Gratitude of what has been done, but hope for much more. After all, expectations were set pretty high after the quake. Former President Bill Clinton, the UN Special Envoy to Haiti, repeatedly proclaimed that reconstruction would build back a better Haiti. At the Cite-du-Soleil camp, residents wish that had been true. Out of earshot of the NGO officials, they ask why the small structures cost so much. About $5,000 apiece, including communal latrines and water collection systems. They said if given the chance, they would have built them out of more permanent local materials, cheaper, with enough for everyone. You hear complaints like these a lot around Port-au-Prince, many against the NGOs whose workers stick out in their shiny white SUVs. Julie Sell of the American Red Cross says it's been a challenging 2 years.
We all wish that we were further along than we are, but Haiti is a complicated place, and there aren't a lot of quick, easy solutions.
For many NGOs, it took more than a year to figure out how to work around those complications, like Haiti's chaotic land registry system and its lack of building codes or housing policies. Sam Worthington, the head of Interaction, a coalition of U.S.-based charities, says NGOs unfairly get the brunt of the blame.
We cannot meet all needs. We have a niche. That niche is important. It saves lives. But we cannot be the face and the only face of recovery.
He says the majority of money pledged to Haiti is managed by USAID and groups like the World Bank, not NGOs. But $1.8 billion given to U.S. charities is a lot of money. In the first year, much of those funds went unspent. This year, NPR surveyed 12 large charities and found that while many still have a lot of money in the bank, the rate of spending has picked up. You can see an accounting at NPR.org. The American Red Cross, which raised more than half $1 billion for Haiti, has really loosened its purse strings lately. In the Delma 9 neighborhood of the capital, the group is funding the repair of about 100 houses. Workers in Auguste Juliquet's three-room house fixed several walls and are almost ready to put on a new roof. He says through an interpreter, he could never have done that alone.
I see it's better because me, myself, I was not in a position to do it.
Many smaller groups with decades of experience in Haiti say they wish the money would have come sooner, but they don't have the fundraising machinery or name recognition that the big charities have. Dan O'Neill of the Pan American Development Foundation got a grant from the Red Cross to do the house repair work. He says NGOs in general need to do a better job.
We do need to have greater transparency. We need to have a more standard reporting as to how money's been spent.
And tomorrow we look at the way U.S. charities report how they spend their money. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.